This is a dictation for Mr. Wember. Sorry, this is a dictation for Roger Furman, R-O-G-E-R-F-U-R-M-A-N, Jr. Date of birth is 6-8-1972. Date of accident is 12-2-2022. Date of birth 6-8-72. Date of service 8-24-2023. Mr. Roger Furman is here for a visit, follow-up visit. Allegedly, he was involved in an automobile accident where he was sitting at a red light when a car suddenly reversed instead of going forward, hit into his car from the front, and then he tried to unbuckle himself and tried to see what's going on, and then she hit him twice. It appears that instead of putting the gear was shifted into the reverse instead of forward, and this caused damage to his car as well as headaches along with history of TBI, which started with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, peeing in the bed, as well as symptoms of pain that started, including pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back with radiation to both legs and the left arm, involving the thumb and the index and middle finger and the fourth and fifth toe. His numbness and tingling continued. Patient has had an extensive amount of physical therapy. He has had a surgery with Dr. Louis Redden for cervical spine at C4 through C7. And he suffers from history of seizures as well as glaucoma. He's currently on Norvasc, Depakote, Losartan, Prilosec, Voltaren Gel. His neurologist is Dr. Jutshi, Z-U-T-S-H-I. He also sees an ophthalmologist. All right. The patient reports that he has been doing well since the cervical fusion, except the pains have still continued. He never had any IME exam. He also reports pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 8, with difficulty in lifting the shoulder beyond 120 degrees. The patient has been recommended for a surgery for lumbar spine and or spinal cord stimulation device. Patient is seeing a neuropsych Dr. Tom Lewis. The pain is from 6 to 8, and ADLs are 7. 70% improvement is reported by the patient overall. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review, additional history, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. Physical examination is the same from previous visit. It is blood pressure is 136/91, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100. SPB exam is the same from previous visit, 8-10-2023, dictation number is 0810-016. Plan is to check the maps, show that he has been on opiates for a long time. The goal is to transfer him to Suboxone for the pain relief, or Butrans patches, or Belbuca. For now, he is being provided with the medications for pain, which is Percocet, pain over 325 every 12 hours, 30 days, were given on 8-10-2020. That's now continuing, along with Naproxen, Elavil, Flexeril, Naltrexone. Compounding cream is ordered. He has an appointment with Dr. Redden tomorrow, and after he decides and discusses, we'll move forward accordingly. Thank you. If he goes for surgery, that is well and good, or a spinal cord stimulation device, well and good. Otherwise, we have recommended him to consider cervical and lumbar epidural injections. Along with this, an occipital nerve block is also advised for headaches.